What's up, you guys? It's Graham here. So Warren Buffett just issued a warning for the housing markets, and you're going to want to hear this. See, back in 2012, after home prices collapsed, Warren Buffett famously said that he'd buy up a couple hundred thousand single-family homes if it were practical to do so, and that if held for a long period of time and purchased at low rates, homes are even better than stocks. But now in today's market, he's completely flipped. During his most recent shareholder meeting, Warren Buffett said that he no longer sees real estate as an attractive investment. And when he really digs into it, what he says is pretty shocking. After all, he's outperformed nearly every investor in history. He's beaten the markets for decades in a row. And when he issues a warning, it's vital to pay close attention because it might wind up making you or saving you a lot of money. Although before we talk about the future of the housing market and what Warren Buffett just said, if you enjoy videos like this, it would mean the world to me if you hit the like button or subscribe if you haven't done that already. It seriously helps out the entire channel tremendously, and as a thank you for doing that, here's a picture of a puppy. So thanks so much, and also a big thank you to Incogni for sponsoring this video, but more on that later. All right, so in terms of what Warren Buffett just said about the housing market, I think you should hear it directly from him, and then we'll break down each of his points, starting with this one. It's a lot easier to make money in the stock market than it is with real estate, or as he says.
It's so much harder than stocks in terms of negotiation of deals, time spent. There's so much more opportunity in security market than in real estate.
Now, in terms of whether or not this is true, let's start with median home prices, which over the last 100 years have increased an average of 4.3% during a century where inflation averaged 3%. This means that if you just bought a random house and did nothing but hold on to it, that house's value would increase just 1.3% a year above inflation. However, even though that seems really bad, that's only a tiny amount compared to what you could be making with rental income. Generally speaking, on average, a home typically receives about $3,000 a month for every $500,000 of value. And after expenses like property taxes, insurance, maintenance, repairs, and vacancy, you could very well be making an additional 2-6% every single year on your money. On top of that, you also have another very special aspect of real estate, and that would be leverage. This means if you put $50,000 down on a $500,000 home, and now the home is worth $600,000, you didn't just make a 20% return. You made a 200% return on your initial $50,000. And that return is phenomenal. However, as Warren Buffett points out, this isn't as easy as just clicking a few buttons and being done in less than a minute. Home ownership and investment takes a lot of time and effort, and it's ongoing. It never stops. Like most people, never take into account the time it takes to find and negotiate the right home, the cost of inspection and closing costs, the effort of ongoing repairs, the time of management. It's exhausting. That's why I think for most people who are not full-time real estate investors, I hate to say it, they'll probably make nowhere near. We'll spend way more time trying to make these outsized returns. Like, just consider that since 1928, the stock market has averaged a 9.8% a year with dividends reinvested. This is without any work, no management, and no borrowing. Just buy a single fund, take a few seconds, don't paper hands if the market falls, and do nothing. This brings me to Warren Buffett's second point, that stocks are easier. And when the real estate market is down, stocks are down even more. Like, listen to what he has to say.
Large amounts of real estate have changed hands at bargain prices, but usually stocks were cheaper, but they were a lot easier to do. So there's so much more opportunity that presents itself in security market than in real estate.
All right, so in order to understand what's happening, it's first important to see how housing did throughout previous downturns, because surprisingly, over the last 100 years, there have only ever been three housing crashes, with the first being in 1929. Just as the stock market peaked from record high speculation and borrowed money, the real estate market dropped alongside with everything else in one of its worst crashes in history, falling 67% and taking almost three decades to return to its previous all-time high. Then again, real estate encountered more difficulty throughout the 1990s. Up until that point, the housing market saw a huge increase thanks to a growing population, new lending options, and inflation. But the savings and loan crisis caused interest rates to rise, new home construction dropped, and housing prices remained flat or even in some areas negative until 1997. That brings us to the most recent housing crash, and that would be the Great Financial Crisis of 2008. Depending on the location, home prices crashed anywhere from 30-80%. A bailout was put together, and the housing market eventually recovered to where we are now at brand new all-time highs. This means, with the exception of two major real estate crashes in 1929 and 2008, housing prices have been fairly resilient, with very few groundbreaking opportunities. Like during and after World War II in the 1940s, despite the stock market falling, housing prices and construction boomed from a surge of demand. During the 1970s stagflation era, real estate prices went higher thanks to inflation. Again, during the 1980s recession, real estate saw a 4.5% increase as inflation stayed high. The 1990s saw some markets soften, but nothing dropped more than 10%. In fact, in 2001, home sales continued to climb to an all-time high, despite the stock market falling as much as 80%, depending on the index. All of this suggests that, yes, stocks have a lot more volatility. When the housing market falls, stocks tend to drop a lot further. And if you're looking for an incredible buy-the-dip opportunity, it's unlikely to happen in the housing market. For instance, the last time Warren Buffett even considered buying real estate was back in 2012. And he said it himself, part of the appeal was low interest rates fixed for 30 years. Under certain conditions, borrowing at 3% from a bank makes a lot of sense. But today, that's no longer the case. So what does Warren Buffett recommend instead? And why does he think that real estate is no longer worth it? Well, before we go into that, when it comes to real estate crashes, the truth is most people don't see them coming until it's too late, which is also true when it comes to your personal data. For instance, it